This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berura, Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. Shaloi L'Shayer B'Parsha Pachos M'Shloi Shepsukim. You should not leave over in the parsha less than three psukim. In other words, when you are finishing up a kriya, you should not finish less than three psukim to the end. Says the Mechaber, Hakoyer B'Torah, when he reads the Torah, Lo Yishar B'Parsha Pachos M'Shloi Shepsukim. Should not leave over in the parasha less than three psukim. Mipnei hayoytzim azmi beis haknesses, because those who leave from the shul sheyoymru ha'ila acharav la yikra ela shnei psukim hanisharim. If you leave with less than three psukim left to the end, then people who may have to leave the shul are going to think that the next oila will just finish up the remaining two psukim, and that you're not allowed to do. V'chein La yaschil ba pachos mishloisha psukim. Also, you cannot begin less than three psukim after a new beginning. Why? Mibnei hanichnasim oz v'esignas. Because those who come late, sheyomru, they're going to say that the first oila only read two psukim. They're not. The people who came late are not going to realize the oila before began in the previous parsha. Or those who leave the shul, who see that you stop less than three psukim to the end, will not know that the next oila will continue into the next parsha. This comes from the Gemara in Brachos, Gemara Megillah on Daf Chaf Aleph. Gzeira mishum hanechnasim v'hayoytzim. Hayoytzim v'hanechnasim. Says the that is, you should not conclude for any of the oilim close to the beginning of the next parsha less than three psukim. Why? Because of those who leave between one person and another, between aliyah. Sheyizbaru, they're going to think shazeh sheyala achrav layikarak shnei psukim. That the next oila only read two psukim ara parsha until the next parsha. Parsha, we'll see in the Ramah, parsha means either a pei or a samach, either a parsha psucha or a parsha susuma. V'loy masha oilam karim parsha, dahainu sheni shlishi, vu tos gomor. Not what the world thinks a parsha is, where it's demarcated, sheni, shlishi, that has no halachic standing at all. The demarcations of sheni ushlishi were just, so to speak, invented, but they don't have halachic standing. The Yizburu Laimar, they're going to think to say, Shemotar HaKriya, Filo B'Pachos Mishloish HaPsukim. Who cares if they think that the next oila only read two psukim? The answer is because then they're going to think that you're allowed to have a kriya of less than three psukim. V'imta, if you made a mistake, V'siyim Shnei Psukim, Samach LaParsha. And you concluded two psukim near the parsha, uberach lachra, and you made a bracha afterwards. Is salik in yana. In other words, let's say you stopped, and there are only two psukim left to the end of the parsha. Is salik in yana. If the topic is over, kagoyin beparshas hamoedos, for example, in the parsha of yamim toivim sheta beravi, you made a mistake in the fourth aliyah v'loy shia rak shnei psukim, and you only left over two psukim. Maschil im hachamishi pasuk echad lemafreya. Then the fifth aliyah, you need to go back one pasuk. You have to go back and reread one of the psukim. The Machzis HaShekel is bothered. Why do you need to do that? Why don't you just continue reading beyond those two psukim that you need to read from the Mayadim? The answer is because in the parsha of the Mayadim, the psukim after are not related to the Mayad. If you only left over two psukim, you go back and you read one pasuk lemafreya. I'm sorry, you don't do that. Ein ha'oila achrav maschal lemafreya pasachad. Excuse me, the next oila does not go back one pasuk. No, I'm sorry. If you made a mistake, Beravi, and you only left over two psukim, then the fifth aliyah goes back lemafreya. Why? Because you have no choice. The topic is over. You can't read more. You can't read beyond the designated kriya. So you have no choice but to go back and read one pasuk lemafreya. But ve'iloi salik inyana, if the topic is not over, then we do not go back and read one pasuk lemafreya. Eino ila achra mask lemafreya pasuk echad, ela yascha likrois mimakim shasim ha'ila shalafanav. He just begins to read where the last oila stopped. V'yikra oisan shnei psukim. He'll read those two remaining two psukim. V'oid shloisha psukim. And then another three psukim into the next subject. Oyoisa or more mi parsha shalachra. Likewise, the Mechaber said, you should not begin less than three psukim after a parsha. Says Mishnah Berurah, dahainu shalo yisayim im harishayin shnei psukim achar haparsha. That is, you should not end off with the first aliyah to psukim after the parsha. Meaning, the first aliyah that you read should not conclude to psukim into the next parsha. Why? Because then the second aliyah will begin to psukim into the parsha. V'yoimru hanechnasin ben gavra legavra. Then those who enter ben gavra legavra are going to say, shezeh shekara lefanav leikara ela shnei psukim shemiroi shaparsha adkan. Because then those who enter ben gavra legavra are going to say that the oila before him only read two psukim from the beginning of the parsha until now. In other words, if let's say the kohen reads 50 psukim, but he ends two psukim into the new parsha, then the levi, then somebody who came to the shul late, is going to say, oh, for kohen they only lay in two psukim. Ve'ein chilik b'chol zeh ben kriyas hashiva. It doesn't make a distinction whether the oila was for the main seven, oy oisin shikar and loy suffer, those called for the added aliyos. Va'afilu hamaftir la yaschel shnei psukim la'achar ha-parsha. Even maftir should not begin two psukim after the parsha. Kagon shiyesh parsha besoif shel chamisha psukim. Let's say there's a parsha at the end of the sedra of five psukim. Let's say the last five psukim of a parsha, when I say parsha, I mean of what we call parsha sashavua, let's say they are a parsha unto themselves, under five psukim. Kagon sheish parsha b'sav shechamish psukim, ela yikra kula. All, instead, the maftar should read all five psukim. V'afim ha'oila shvi ha'achrin lo yikar lefanav rak chamisha psukim elu, even if the shvi or the achrin just read these five psukim, the maftir should not read the last three psukim, because then he's beginning two psukim into the parsha. Yachal lachsar velikrois oisam lekoyrei hamaftir. He could go back and read these five psukim as maftir. Umi kol makayim im hischel hamaftir mishloish psukim ho'achroinim v'kara misham. Nevertheless, if the maftir read just from these three psukim and read from there, afa pishadain loy berach bracha achroina, even if he didn't make the bracha achroina yet, we're not going to make him go back to the beginning of the parsha. Ein tzarach lachzor l'hasam et chiz parsha v'day b'kriyasu. This kriya will be sufficient. The Shaar Tzion points out that it's mashma if he would want, let's say like this, the last five psukim of a parsha are a parsha to themselves, and the maftir, for whatever reason, the shvi stopped two psukim in. If the maftir already began by reading the last three psukim, he does not go back, even if he didn't yet make a bracha achroina. The Shaar Tzion says, but it's mashma, if he wants to, he can. However, the Shaar Tzion says, it's only a maftir could go back, because a maftir is allowed to read what the last person read. Masha enkein other aliyos, it's not kedai lecharchila, even if he would want to go back, and he didn't make the bracha achroina, he should not. Because there we say it's not nacha in likrois lemafreya. Sivkat and Gimel, Mibnei HaNichnasim. We're afraid of people who are entering the shul late. So if you're going to start two psukim in, they're going to think the last oila only read two psukim. This is all b'di'avad. Im kar laharishayin v'siyim shnei psukim achar ha'parsha u'beirach la'achreha. The second guy is not going to go back. Lo yaschel hasheni ha'oila achrav miroish ha'parsha. The next oila will not go back to the beginning of the parsha. Lo yikra mimakam shasiyim harishin v'eilach. He will read from where the first one ended off, two psukim into the parsha. De'ein la'achmer b'di'avad mishum chshash nechnasin v'yoytzin. We are not machmer b'di'avad because of a chshash of people who entered late or leave early. V'chana b'soiv sivkatan aleph. Sivkatan Dalet is on the Rama, and the Rama we will see Be'ezas Hashem tomorrow.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.